Proclamation number 7185 of 9th of October, 1958. God is always ready to give. And none of you shall go empty-handed, none shall have to go hungry, for all of you need the bread of heaven, all of you are dependent on food and drink for your soul, and all of you shall receive the right nourishment from my hand. If such a source opens up to you, if you are led to such a source, then you will certainly soon feel the effect of what you enjoy. And the nourishment offered to you is always to be valued according to the effect. The soul will enjoy a sense of well-being, it will mature and attain strength and power from a meager state, it will step out of darkness into light and will no longer want to miss this light. But you humans are not granted a very long earthly change to mature, and you can make good use of the short time but also miss a lot of time. And yet, you cannot be forced by me to help yourselves to the food which is offered to you out of my love, but it is at your disposal. And now understand that you have to take the first steps which lead to my source. Understand that you therefore have to go to the Lord's Table, that you are indeed called to the table of the Lord's Supper, but that you now also have to take the path into the house of the host who has invited you to take supper with him. And this therefore presupposes your free will. If you now believe that I myself restrict my gift of grace, if you believe that I could ever refuse you food and drink for whatever reason, then you have not yet recognized me in my love and mercy, who would like to give you far more than you deserve and would also be able to accept in your inadequate human state. Yet I know precisely about this deficient state and therefore I call you to me in a low voice to give you special loving attention in order to help you recover. And you must heed this gentle call and always follow me wherever I beckon you to follow me. For the well of life is deep, or also, my table is so abundantly laid that delicious gifts are everywhere to which I want to lead you. And thus you should leave yourselves to my guidance without any resistance, but you should not believe that I leave him who is weak without strength, that I leave him who desires light without light, and that I deny food and drink to those who come to my table, who want to be my guests and who therefore ask the host for admission into his house. Amen.